I'm starting a new segment, Thirsty Thursdays. I don't know if it'll stick, and it's going for tonight, because we're going to talk a little bit about the brewery business. We're joined by Dan Abel, who's the co-founder of the Pilot Project Brewing in Logan Square and soon to be in Milwaukee, a huge brewing facility that they're going to be taking over the operations of. Dan, congrats and welcome to the program.
Thank you. You're kind of scaring me here. We're talking the big facility game. I'm actually here with my co-founder, Jordan Radke, as well. So you're getting a two-for-one right now.
Hey, gotta love that. Okay, so you guys are a craft brewery incubator. Can you first explain what that means?
Yes, I can absolutely do that. I think the easiest way to really tell you what an incubator is for brewing is to tell you what a recording studio is for a musician. The way that a musician can come up with a creative idea and go to another facility to then basically bring that idea to life is what we're trying to do for the craft beer and then craft brewing industry. And so, you know, up until essentially the launch of Pilot Project, you were expected as a creative brewer to go out and build your own brewery and, you know, base your dreams off of the opinions of your friends and family. And we are essentially calling fallacy to that fact, saying, hey, no, let's create essentially a recording studio for brewers so that they can come to us, you know, create their products and essentially launch their brands.
Do they actually create the products in your location where you are? Do you give them the facilities to be able to do it, or is it just a meeting space to taste beer? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you were to come to our space in Chicago, in Logan Square specifically, it is a full-fledged brewery. Now, to answer your other question, which is, are they brewing it? Technically, no, because legally they can't be the ones doing it just because alcohol law prevents a lot of that. But they are essentially working with us. It's their recipes. It's their, you know, standard operating procedures, if you will, that we follow with them in tandem to create their products. So if you were to come to Pilot Project in Logan Square, you'd walk into a beautiful tasting room that looks like, you know, your living room or your favorite coffee shop. But then you'd go in the back and you'd see all of the, you know, the beautiful stainless steel. And these are all big tanks holding the products of the brands that we're supporting.
That's great. Either you can answer this or you're more than welcome to pass the phone over to the two-for-one deal for the co-founder. But I believe it's Jordan is his name, right? And what is with the Milwaukee location? I mean, this is a big deal for you guys.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. We've been searching for spaces for well over a year now. We're getting to a point where we kind of outgrow a lot of our brands, and instead of kind of passing them off to other contract breweries, we're looking for a space where we could kind of continue that partnership and that relationship that we've grown. And Milwaukee came on the market, and knowing how close it is to us, we've had a lot of familiarity with Wisconsin growing up ourselves, so it seemed like a no-brainer.
And it's kind of a fun problem that we run into is that every single time a new brand launches, it gets to essentially establish itself on the shoulders of the brands that came before it, because every time we launch a new brand, our network, like Pilot Project's network, grows. And so while we're a relatively young company, if you launched with us, 3 years ago, maybe it takes 12 months to get you to a certain point, whereas 3 years later, it only takes us maybe 2 to 3 months to get you to that same spot.
Right. I'm blown away, too, by the funding you've been able to do. InvestBev leading a round of investments for you guys. I know that's a big commitment for people to make. What's your pitch to investors? Why do they jump on and want to be a part of this?
I want to pretend like what we're doing is absolutely, you know, a first of its kind, never before seen. But the reality is our model is mirrored in a ton of other industries, whether it's music, or film, or wine and spirits. Is, you know, there's something called custom crush in wine, and in the music space, there's obviously the recording studio example I used. And so when we went out and started fundraising at the top of this year, it was very much a, hey, look at this industry. Look at how difficult it is to be creative, to innovate, to lean into diversity in this industry. And the reason being is all of these different barriers of entry. And so when we were able to make analogs to
to the music industry and the wine industry and spirits, it became very obvious. And so, you know, Brian Rosen and Giuseppe Impassino over at InvestBev bought into the idea right away. I think they have a very similar mindset into the future of Bev Alk is not anything that we've seen before. And
right.
So we had just, it was almost like a meeting of the minds from that perspective, and they jumped right on the bandwagon.
We wish you well in Milwaukee, of course, but Logan Square, that's still sticking around, right?
Absolutely. So Logan Square is our launch pad, right? That's our everything, all small batch, all the time. And so we launch a brand in Logan Square, and as soon as you hit that inflection point or that benchmark of growth and success, in theory, we scale you to our Milwaukee facility. And it's at that point where you can be distributed across both Illinois and Wisconsin, but then even further, you know, across the country and very well the globe.
That's great. Pilot Project Brewing. Guys, thanks for joining us, and good luck, okay?
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, take care.